for NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm here in New York City, just having experienced Global Fest. I'm here with Banning Air. I'm here with Rob Weisberg. I'm here with Peter Orloff. And we have had a very good time hearing great music. This is a time where we get together and talk about music from all over the world, because Global Fest is a great festival curated in one spot in Webster Hall on a Sunday night. Bands from all over the world. We started in the basement of Webster Hall. There's three floors with a great old blues band. Rob Weisberg, you want to tell us about this blues foundation?
Well, this was exciting for me because it was a discovery, and I walked in there and the band was just totally rocking, and there were these old singers in front of the band who were just amazing. I didn't know anything about it. It's a great example of how you can discover something at Global Fest. And it turns out Music Makers, it's a foundation that started in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to provide for musicians who had careers but were not the big stars of the blues. Some were living on the street, and both it works as both an aid organization just to help get some money and also to put the artists out there and perform. And they've played lots of festivals. They played at Lincoln Center, but I actually never seen them, and I was blown away by the guys. And they rotate different front men from parts of the country. It's really great stuff.
There was a fellow named Robert Lee Coleman, and he came out in this most amazing red suit, alligator shoes, and played a hot guitar.
It was one of the many great outfits last night.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough competition on that front.
Yeah.
Listen to me, mama. Try not to get out of shape that you in. You better listen to me, mama. Trying to help you get out of shape that you in. Not all time. You're messing around with other men. I say that don't matter, mama, what you do to me. I say that don't matter, mama, what you do to me. It just breaks my heart to see you in misery. Come on, trombone.
So that's how the night starts on blues. We all rush upstairs to see something so completely different, Banning Air.
I actually started on the main floor of the Marlin Room, which is a kind of cabaret-style room with the bar and seating. And it was Somi, who is a singer who was born and grew up in the Midwest, but of East African parents. And her whole career has been kind of this effort to figure out the connection between her diaspora African identity and her American identity. She comes across sort of as a jazz singer, but her most recent record she made after living for 18 months in Lagos, Nigeria. So she's singing about African reality. She's bringing in elements of Afrobeat and juju. And her orchestra, you would almost call it, because she had strings, bowed strings. She had a jazz ensemble, very refined. She's a terrific singer. It was elegant. It was powerful. Her singing could be really serene and like jazz ballad kind of realm, but then go into these really hot grooves. Nice stuff.
Yesterday she had Okada wings on, flying home in prayer and dust. It's almost sadness then she should have to listen for mercy on the bitter road. Yesterday's night shadows west hungry. There's no light to mold the air. She could feel the sickness moving through her, and the mosquitoes resting on her belly. She'll dream while city lights exhale 1,000 sighs.
So that's Somi and her band playing in the Marlin Room on the main floor. And one of the things about Global Fest is this radical contrast of moods. You walked out of that with this sort of serene mentality, and you go upstairs and right into the raw, visceral sound of Fendika, this young traditional music group from Ethiopia coming out of the Asmari tradition, which is storytelling, musical commentary on current events.
Dance. And dance.
Dance.
Yeah.
everything rolled together, performed by young artists who are real revivalists and with incredible passion and sort of raw energy, incredible singing of a totally different nature than what you're hearing from Somi.
And there's some kind of handheld harp instrument. Peter Orloff, what was that?
So that was an electrified krar, which is a 5 or 6 string lute instrument. And then there were these Cabrera drums behind. So they sounded almost very muted and hollow, like tom-toms. And this wonderful woman is singing, and sometimes she's chanting. And in front, there are dancers, including the group's leader, who's actually one of the dancers. His name is Melaku Bele. In some ways, it sounds very much like Ethiopian folk music, but because it's electrified, it sounds kind of garage rocky, you know? So on some level, the gringo in me, the rock kid in me, is engaged with that as well.
Let's give a listen. Fendika?
Fendika.
Fendika.
So that's Fendika in the big ballroom. It's the room where a lot of partying went on.
Boogie,
especially as the night progressed. And it was also the scene for the most startling, stunning, beautiful stage presence. I've never seen costume changes at a show quite like what we saw with Astrid Haddad.
Yeah, she had two people helping her with the costumes. That's how drastic the costume changes were.
And she is Mexican, though the name is not.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's billed as cabaret, but it's so much deeper than what that word suggests. She's got this Arabic name, and with a lot of people from Lebanon, Syria, that part of the world, went to South America at earlier times, so there's probably that history back there. But she's coming out of this theater tradition, and she does, I mean, the moment I loved was when she did Babalu, which is coming out of Afro-Cuban religion, and she's evoking, you know, sort of Carmen Miranda, extreme...
like fruit on her head.
Fruit on the head.
But then there's Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead stuff.
Skeletons all over.
Darkness and light. Every costume had different modes. It would be one thing, and then she would throw something off, and it would be something completely different. It was just dazzling.
Convertible costumes.
Yes. And I have to say that I had my David Bowie moment of tear that during the costume changes as well, because that theatricality, because of my age, that's how I come to it. And there it was, but it was blown full grander than I had ever seen it.
But these costumes were not just for spectacles. There was politics involved in this.
Yeah, and she does different shows, actually. And what she gave us was kind of a little sampler, like a showcase sampler of costumes from some of her different thematic shows that she has created.
One of them was a Frida Kahlo outfit. It was a deer. She made a funny, maybe you could describe this better than I, but you see her come out and she's dressed with the horns and all the antlers that looks like a deer, and she just opens her arms to reveal this painting of Frida Kahlo. And then she said something like, Frida Kahlo, one of the great marketers of our day. And she's just talked about all these products that have associated themselves with Frida Kahlo over the years.
They call her an encyclopedia of pop culture in Mexico. But she kind of goes pop culture. She makes fun of Mexican stereotypes, too. Yeah. And also high culture figures like Frida Kahlo, who... sort of a David Bowie, actually, of Mexico in a certain way.
Yeah, it was very sophisticated. It could have been kitschy. It could have been it could have been just gimmicks, but you could sense right away that there was depth, there was meaning, there was mystery. It was fascinating.
Very thoughtful.
Way.
Let's give a listen to some music from Astrid Haddad. So sometimes the transitions worked well going room to room and hearing different musics. One of them was going from Astrid Haddad to walking downstairs to the basement and seeing an artist whose name is Mariana Sadovska, and she's Ukrainian. And when I first got there, she had this manic vocal going on, playing the harmonium, which is this drone going on with a drummer. Very unusual. In fact, for me, my favorite artist of the evening, because it felt very, very contemporary. Right away, I thought of Björk in the way emotion was conveyed through voice. And then, Banning, you showed up right behind me at a moment when the manic had just happened and you didn't see. And you walked in and it was the calmest sea of... But then
it went to this extreme angst-ridden vocal. It was like punk rock to the max.
Yeah.
And the transition from this serenity that lasted quite a while to this peak of screaming emotion was just
Nina Hagen was what I was thinking of.
Yeah, it's, sure. It's funny because you wouldn't guess, but she's actually, well, you would guess that Mariana's rooted in experimental theater. She came up in she's from Western Ukraine next to Poland,
and actually did a lot
in Polish experimental theater. Now she lives in Cologne, but she also became absorbed in Ukrainian village folk music and traveled and studied with traditional women singers there and performed here in the States a bit. She lived here for a while with a traditional group that did traditional Ukrainian song. And so a lot of her repertoire actually comes from traditional sources, but she just totally takes it apart and puts it back together.
It even seemed like when I was down there, I was there for a couple of moments during these manic, crazy punk rock moments.
The PJ Harvey moments.
Yeah. It actually felt to me like she was playing a Baba Yaga character. You know, somebody, this woman who through old Slavic folk tales is... you know, she's sort of like the witch that gives the apple to Little Red Riding Hood, but she's a much, much deeper and richer character than that. She's sort of the crazy woman who has powers, and sometimes her powers manifest themselves into this kind of, you know, manicness.
No, you're totally right. She's very into that. She's done performances based on pre-Christian ritual and witchcraft and stuff. That's her whole thing.
Yeah, so I thought that was phenomenal. And at the same time, I ran away from it.
But you can do that. You can do that at Global Fest. Yeah,
exactly.
And I couldn't leave, so that was the one. There you go. Let's give a listen to some Mariana Sadowska, and maybe we'll give a little bit of the arc of song that was represented that night.
Yeah. Support for All Songs Considered and the following message come from Blue Headphones, proud sponsor of the All Songs Considered Sweet 16 Birthday Bash. Called The Perfect Headphones by Esquire Magazine, Blue's radical design will reveal detail you've never heard in your favorite music. From MP3s and vinyl to Apple Music and Spotify, you'll hear more of your music with Blue, the headphones with nothing to hide. For a special price, visit the web store at blue-headphones.com and use coupon code SONGS. That's S-O-N-G-S.
There was some really beautiful music that was Greek music that evening in the Marlin Room. Bagpipes, oud?
Lira. Well, actually, it's bagpipes, lauto, which is stringed oud. Looks a lot like an oud or a lyre.
Seems like got strings, though, eh?
Yeah. And
strings, too.
And the leader of the group who is playing, Stelios Petrakis, who is from Crete, plays the Cretan lira, which is a small fiddle that you hold vertically. And for me, I talked about there was sort of a discovery for me seeing the Bluesmakers at the beginning. This is a thing I sort of know more about, but it's kind of under the radar in the U.S., so a cool thing that Global Fest could give us a taste of a very nice kind of folk revival that's been going on in Greece and centered around actually an Irish musician named Ross Daly, who Stelios studied with in Athens, and now they both live in Crete and are part of this really lively folk revival scene, playing traditional songs, and he's had different groups and played with a lot of different musicians on that scene, but now he's put together this quartet specifically to focus on Crete with a dancer and a nice show. It was really, really good stuff.
Let's play a song with a little bit of that bagpipe, a bagpipe that is not the traditional what you think of Scottish pipes.
Yeah.
This is something that you basically pump with your arm, mm-hmm. is how you get the air into it. They're much, much smaller, but they do have that wonderful drone.
Yeah.
Pare me nichta, pare me nichta, pare me, pare. Πάρε με νύχτα, πάρε με στη σκοτεινή σαγάνη. Μήπως ξεφύγω, μήπως ξεφύγω του σεβαντά. Μήπως ξεφύγω του σεβαντά. Μήπως ξεφύγω του σεβαντά που με έχει πιάσει πάλι. Πάρε με νύχτα, πάρε με στη σκοτεινή σαγάνη.
Same room, the Marlin Room, that cabaret space, as Stelios Petrakis' quartet was Simon Shaheen, the amazing, legendary Simon Shaheen, put together a show like I've never seen him do before, and it wasn't just him and Oud. This was an orchestra. This was singers and poets. And
Simone is amazing. He's probably the great ambassador of Middle Eastern Arab music tradition in America. He's lived in the U.S. since 1980. Comes from Lebanon. Studied Western classical music, Arab classical music. Knows jazz very well. Very well versed. Master of the oud and the violin, can perform all on his own and mesmerize. Mm-hmm. But he works with various ensembles. This new one, which he's calling Zafir, which is a wind that moves from the east to the west, it's a nice metaphor for what he does, includes some of his students from Berklee College of Music, where he teaches now. And he's a brilliant teacher. He really knows how to craft and bring the best out of people. But you're right, this show was really interesting. It was focusing on music of North Africa and Spain, where he lived at one point. And the thing that was really staggering about it was that he introduced this dance element, bringing in a flamenco dancer. There was a part, he used a piece that he's composed in 2002 called El Cantara, which means the arch, like a gateway. And it's another of these sort of metaphors for what he does. But they extended this long section in the middle where she danced and he was improvising on the oud just furiously. I mean, playing with this incredible focus and passion. And she was just had the room absolutely gripped. It was really... It was a brilliant thing for him to do, because that music can seem kind of esoteric and heady and really of a classical kind of mood rather than pop music. But this just made it rock and roll, and it was really exciting.
That's Simone Shaheen. Zafir is the name of the project that he brought to the table here at Global Fest 2016. There were so many things we won't catch and talk about every single one. Peter, you want to talk about some of the things that happened in the basement?
Sure. In the basement, towards the end of the evening...
Because those are the raunchy, rocky...
It was. It's a rock club. And what you had at the end of the evening there were two young bands. This band out of Paris called Jinkoa, who mix sort of the Parisian hot jazz swing elements with sort of the electro stylings of somebody like LMFAO. So you have this very, very like up-tempo mix, a lot of like pogoing going on.
Yeah, they actually call that genre electro swing, and there's been chart hits of that kind of music in France. It's a big deal, actually.
Sure, there you go. And then right after that, you had a quintet called Debosch. They're from New Orleans, but what they purport to perform are Russian mafia ballads. And they are fronted by a Russian guitar player named Yegor Ramantsov. And they have another Russian in there named Andrew Alekhanov, who plays the clarinet. But what it is essentially like more in the Balkan folk punk territory.
Kind of working an angle that Gogol Bordello scored scored with.
Yeah.
Kind of, they were good. They were good. Yeah. A little bit of New Orleans, kind of, you can see it working in New Orleans in a certain way, too, on Frenchman Street.
I can see it.
The kids.
Three beers in, yeah. I can absolutely see it.
They
see
had
it
the crowd. People were into
oh, yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was rammed in there.
It did hit those stereotypes that are it is an odd thing to take in, but if you let go of that, if you just let go of that, you are screaming and dancing and you're full of joy.
Yes, that's right. Yes. And they're very, very good as to utilizing Russian curse metaphors in their lyrics. Yes. They are masterful at that.
You had to be there, and you should go there next year, Global Fest 2017. Buy your tickets early. It always sells out. It's a fantastic festival, and the nice thing about this festival, it's in one space, and even though it's a dead of winter, you just walk up and down stairs. If you can deal with stairs, you're going to love Global Fest.
And a little crowding.
But so be it.
The feng shui in some places is questionable.
It's a price you pay for good curating, you know.
Sure.
You can actually take in a bunch of stuff in one evening. Let's go out on something that was one of the more upbeat and maybe better discoveries or surprises of the entire evening.
La Coup Musique from Haiti. It's only the second time they've played in the U.S. This is a relatively new band, just releasing their first album this coming April. And they're young artists who came together in the wake of the earthquake in 2010, and they were very interested in reviving old Haitian songs. That's kind of their idea. They've done a lot of research, literally taking songs that they kind of remember the tune and a few words, and then going around to villages and trying to find people who remember more of the words. They did a lot of that kind of folkloric research. But at the same time, they're very interested in making music that really kicks, feels very contemporary. There's guitar. They use these long horns that look like the horns they use in street parades, except they have a bunch of them on stage playing different notes. So sometimes three people will pick them up and play these hawkening melodies. There's accordion, great singing, really, really a fun band. I thought they had as fresh a take on Haitian roots music as I've heard anywhere.
Yeah, 10 pieces. They made a lot of sound. They made a lot of rhythm.
I like that they used accordion instead of keyboard. That's unusual, even in a rootsier, like the famous Bookman Experience. I think even they used keyboard. The accordion was really sweet. I love that.
Yeah, I talked to the guitarist, Steve Balfour, and he was telling me that he said, yeah, well, we used to play accordions a lot in Haiti. Obviously, this goes back to the French colonial history, which he didn't mention specifically, but that's where it would come from. But he said that it was a loud... La Coup means like your backyard. So it's a kind of and it's a metaphor for sort of being at home with yourself, with your people and your, you know, in your space. And he said the accordion was the kind of was an instrument that was used in that setting in the past because it's loud and didn't have to be amplified. Mm-hmm. So they're very aware of all these associations of everything that they're bringing in. And yet it doesn't come across at all as being sort of heady or intellectual. It's completely gut level at the same time, which is great.
And I would also say feels very contemporary for something that also purports to be traditional music. There was a lot of dancing going on there for them. It was sort of mid-evening, but some people had not yet made the commitment. And you watch them make the commitment by taking off pieces of their clothing on the dance floor.
Yeah.
You know?
It's great.
It's true.
A wonderful conversation. Thank you. Wonderful festival, Global Fest. And I hope to see some of you there next year. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music, along with Rob Weisberg from Trans-Pacific Sound Paradise and Banning Air, Afropop Worldwide. Peter Orloff here from NPR Music. And for NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. Let's go out on La Coup Musique.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Cheers. We'll be right back.
c'est pas bon. Allez la bonne lettre pour l'étranger. L'étranger va nous gagner. Liba va nous gagner. L'étranger va nous gagner. Liba va nous gagner.